News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Hello, good evening, and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories, and unfolding events across the eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur, and in today's episode, we'll take you on an audio tour to Itanagar with a special glimpse into the serene and spiritually uplifting Itanagar Gompa. Next, we'll bring you a story from Kohima on the 9th Captain Kangaroos Memorial Football Tournament. We'll also share a report on the colorful festivities marking the continuation of Tripura's autumnal heritage, as well as a report on pineapple cultivation in Mizoram. But first, let's head to Manipur, where both hill and valley indigenous communities are celebrating the Mera Ho Kongba festival with great fervor and joy. Manipur is a land of diverse tribes and festivals, each community or tribe having its own unique celebrations. However, there is one festival that is observed jointly by both hill and valley people, marking communal harmony and cultural exchange. Let's go to our Imphal correspondent JJ Thokchum to find out how the Mera Ho Kongba festival is celebrated.
Mera Ho Kongba festival is an annual event of Manipur and observed on the 15th lunar day of the Mera month in the Maitri calendar. This year, the festival was observed on Tuesday. To participate in this unique festival, leaders and village chiefs, along with cultural troops of indigenous communities living in different hill districts, arrived at Manipur Royal Palace in Imphal on Monday, and the titular king of Manipur hosted a reception for them. Next day, the festival commenced at Manipur Royal Palace in the morning, where the titular king of Manipur, Laishemba Sanajauba, who is also a member of parliament in Rajya Sabha, led others in Mera Wayungba flag hoisting. It marks the beginning of lamp lighting tied to a tall green bamboo installed in the Maitai household who reside in the valley to indicate the well-being of Maitai to his elder brother Tangkhul community who lives in the hills. He also led others in a ritual march involving tribal village chiefs from Manipur Royal Palace to the historic Kangla, where traditional rituals including Mera Men Tongba, Genkhong Tamba, exchange of gifts among the tribal village chiefs and valley peoples was held. The main event of festival, Mera Ho Kongba, is the cultural ceremony of showing solidarity of Manipur celebrated by every indigenous ethnic groups, including the valley people and the rest of hill tribes. Hill people and valley people perform their folk dance, folk songs, other art forms of warfare and hunting. The festival ends with a grand feast and gift exchange between the hill people and the king. Mera Ho Kongba is not merely a celebration, it is a living symbol of unity in diversity. It teaches us that though geography, language and custom may differ, the light of brotherhood and respect can always bring people together. The flame lit during Mera Ho Kongba continues to remind every Manipuri that togetherness is strength and unity is culture. JJ Thokchum, Akashwani News, Northeast Diary, Imphal.
Honoring the memory of Captain Kangaroos Mahavir Chakra, the 9th edition of the Captain N. Kangaroos MVC Memorial Football Tournament is set to kick off on October 22 at IG Stadium, Kohima. This much anticipated event will bring together 20 teams from across Nagaland. And with the grand finale scheduled for November 6, to kick things off, a special ceremony was held recently to unveil the tournament's official poster, mascot and theme song. Here is more from our Kohima correspondent, Mary.
The Assam Rifles, in collaboration with the Nagaland Football Association and under the banner of Operation Sadbhavna, hosted the launch event at Kohima Science College in Jotsoma. More than just a symbolic unveiling, the ceremony stood as a heartfelt tribute to the life and legacy of Captain Gangurusse. Speaking at the event, Vice President of the Athletics Federation of India and Secretary General of the Nagaland Olympic Association, Abu Mehta, said the tournament is a tribute to Captain Gangurusse's life of courage, sacrifice and service, inspiring youth to uphold the values of discipline, teamwork and resilience.
Sport has the power to unify. Sport has no language. It overcomes all hurdles, jumps over all barriers. The universal language of sport is excellence and success. Sport knows no color, no background. And what better way to uphold the name of a legendary figure, a recipient of the Mahavir Chakra, than to spread his name to the platform of sport?
Emilia Dr. Tilhutio Russo echoed these sentiments, emphasizing that the tournament not only honors the brave captain's memory, but also fosters unity and strength among the youth.
True victory is not measured only by medals or trophies, but by the character we build and the values we uphold. Each match, each cheer, and each goal scored will carry a message of unity and resilience that Captain Gangurusse stood for.
Deputy Inspector General of IGAR North, Brigadier S.K. Palande, reaffirmed Assam Rifles' dedication to youth development and community building through sports. At the event, the tournament's official mascot, the Mithun Warrior, was unveiled as a symbol of strength, unity and resilience. To amplify the spirit of the tournament, a powerful theme song was composed by the Chaturth Pancham Jazz Band of 45 Assam Rifles, capturing the essence of pride, passion and perseverance. With the tournament just days ahead, excitement is building across the state. Football fans and communities alike are eager to see the legacy of Captain Gangurusse come alive as players take the field to showcase their talents and determination. For Notice Diary, this is Mary Mayase, Akashvani News, Kohima.
In Mizoram, pineapple farmers have taken a significant step towards market expansion by eliminating middlemen. This initiative is set to reshape the agricultural supply chain and improve farmers' incomes. The government has been strongly promoting organic farming to ensure soil preservation and sustainable development. Consistent steps have been taken to support farmers financially and create better market opportunities for their products. More on this from our Aizawl correspondent Isaac.
Pineapple cultivation had been attempted in Mizoram in the past, but those early efforts saw little success. Farmers planted only in small quantities and did not prioritize pineapple as a main crop. As a result, there was no large-scale production or bulk sales during that time. However, the situation has changed as farmers in Mizoram have now recognized the potential of the pineapple market. Current harvests are large enough to supply the entire state and even allow for exports to other states. In Sialhog village, one of the key pineapple producing areas, farmers have reported that the demand for pineapple is strong both within Mizoram and beyond. With consistent sales and good prices, pineapple farming has become a reliable source of income for many. Pineapple growers from Sialhog village says,
"The fruit is purchased in bulk by buyers who distributed it in Aizawl and other cities where it has gained popularity among consumers. There is often high demand even before the harvest is completed, and in some cases, the supply cannot meet the interest of the resellers. The pineapple are carefully cultivated, resulting in juicy and flavorful produce, which has contributed to their appeal. With steady demand and good returns, pineapple farming is now seen as a viable and sustainable livelihood option for farmers. Even if more farmers opted for it, there is a market for it."
Sialhok, Mizoram's large pineapple producing village, has wrapped up its pineapple sales for the year, recording an impressive total revenue of 175,20,000. The earnings include proceeds from direct sales and other pineapple-related activities. Home to more than 250 pineapple farming families, Sialhok contributes approximately 64% of Mizoram's total pineapple output. This year, the village harvested 11,240 quintals of pineapples, solidifying its status as the state's pineapple powerhouse. Earlier in the season, Sialhok Pineapple Grower Society entered into a supply agreement with the Northeast Aromatic Company based Guwahati, selling pineapples at 10 per kilogram. However, due to poor connectivity, the company was unable to continue procurement after first supply. In response, the grower explored alternative markets in nearby village and towns. Eventually, they secured a deal with MIFCO based in Chinchi. MIFCO purchased a total of 170 quintals and 88 kilograms of pineapples from the society. For about 2 weeks, the society continued supplying to MIFCO while also selling pineapples locally and in neighboring areas. The final bulk sale of the season took place on September 25. For Northeast Diary, this is Isaac from Makaswani, Aizol.
Hey, Itanagar City. Yo ho, Itanagar City, baby. Hey, yo ho, Itanagar City, baby. Yo ho, Itanagar City, baby. Hey.
Itanagar City, coming in from how long? You gotta check that IFP, man, my web's so pretty. I'm the greatest rebel in it. Bitches falling as I hit it. Capital's getting better with it. But I fetch only boss, cause my scars only stretch. And I'm breaking all these rhymes in the Sunday while I cypher, baby. Yeah, compa Walla City, Northeast Walla City, rapping beast Walla City, bullet beast Walla City, Tucker Complex, rest in peace, baby. Young travel, Kahe City, yeah, rebel Walla City, Akadi Walla City, fuck the fake Walla City, Ganga Lake Walla City, IG Park Walla City, Max Mark Walla City, nothing me ho accident, wo aage Walla missing, baby.
Itanagar City attracts nature lovers as they can view scenic beauty all around. They can pay a visit to various tea gardens, farms and apple orchards in the city. This exotic hill station is home to tropical evergreen rainforests. People can also pursue various adventurous activities in the city, and trekking is the best option. During winters, people can also witness snowfall. Itanagar and surrounding regions are excellent places to participate in adventure sports. Apart from angling and rafting, trekking is an extremely popular activity around the city. Itanagar Pashighat is a popular trekking trail passing through Zero and Daporijo. There are many other trails that pass through regions around Itanagar like Jong Tawang Trail and Jorat Tawang Trail. It is situated at the foothills of the majestic Himalayas and has pleasant atmosphere throughout the year. This majestic city is also known as the land of dawn-lit mountains. View of valleys and natural landscapes makes it unforgettable experiences of travel profile. October to March is considered as the best time to visit this destination. Tibetan culture is the main reflection of the city, which you can also find in the items available in the markets. Ita Fort, the Buddhist Temple, Ganga Lake, Jawaharlal Nehru State Museum are the perfect destinations you can travel to. Famous for its handicrafts, the city has a bustling market. They are filled with various items that include Tibetan Buddhist paintings, items of cane and bamboo, and many more. Handicraft items and thangkas, Buddhist paintings on cloth with vegetable dye and gold, are popular in Itanagar. Apart from that, wood carvings, shawls, local attires, carpets and sarongs are other things worth shopping for in Itanagar. Pleasant climate, scenic vistas and naturally rich environment make Itanagar a perfect destination for long vacations. Housing a large population of the Nyeshi tribe, Itanagar offers a wonderful experience with its unique culture and hospitable locals. The city has heavy influence of Tibetan architecture. Apart from Fort Itanagar, which is one of the most famous tourist attractions in Arunachal Pradesh, Itanagar also houses Jawaharlal Nehru State Museum, Buddha Temple, Ganga Lake, and many other popular tourist sites. Popular festivals celebrated here are Tamladu Festival, Ray Festival, and Losar, the New Year. The Itanagar Wildlife Sanctuary is a must visit for nature and wildlife aficionados. The sanctuary is home to a wide variety of flora and fauna. The musk deer, Himalayan black deer, red panda, and porcupines are amongst the most commonly found animals. Various rare species of monkeys are also found. Wildlife enthusiasts can take a safari in the Itanagar Wildlife Sanctuary. Restaurants generally serve Indian and Tibetan cuisine. Itanagar is well connected by road to most major cities like Guwahati and Shillong. This is Albina Michael. Thupten Gatsling Gompa, often referred to as Itanagar Gompa, is a stunning Buddhist monastery located in Itanagar. This monastery, part of the Gelugpa sect, attracts many followers from the Mompa tribe in western Arunachal Pradesh. Perched on a small hill, it offers breathtaking views of the surrounding area, known as a center of Buddhist studies. The Gompa was consecrated by the Dalai Lama and showcases distinctive Tibetan architectural influences. Now, let's turn to our Itanagar correspondent Rakesh Dole to learn more about this remarkable site.
The Mahayana Buddhist Gompa in Itanagar is also a center of Buddhist culture. It is located on the top of a hill just above the State Museum in the capital city of Arunachal Pradesh. Though it is situated in the heart of the city, this Gompa is one of the most peaceful places, seems secluded from the busy hustle and bustle of the ever-growing urban jungle. Adorned with a beautiful gate at the base of the hill, a road spiral up the hills to the Gompa. The Gompa sits on the top of the hill literally. Small but colorful gate marks the entrance. A white stupa with golden carvings stood just outside the main Gompa and against the backdrop of green rolling hills. Inside the Gompa, there are pieces of art and decorations, including sculptures and rainbow-colored murals. The artworks portray the imaginations and belief of Buddhism, with mythical beings, symbolisms, and deities. In the back side of the Gompa, there is a malnourished statue of Lord Buddha beneath a peepal tree. The statue depicts Lord Buddha's early days, when in pursuit of enlightenment, he sat under a bodhi tree and starved himself, causing severe malnourishment and physical hardship. The 14th Dalai Lama himself consecrated this Buddhist temple, which sits in a peaceful spot surrounded by mighty hills all around. Up from the hills, one can get a 360-degree view of the most part of Itanagar city. Apart from tourists, many local people come here to worship and connect with the Buddha and his teachings. Many non-Buddhist local people come here to spend some moments of peace in the silence and serene environments of the Gompa. For Northeast Diary, this is Rakesh Dole, Akashvani News, Itanagar. For Northeast Diary, this is Rakesh Dole, Akashvani News, Itanagar.
In Tripura, the autumnal festival Sharadotsav has been celebrated since the royal era, continuing a rich and colorful legacy. Among all the festivities, Durga Puja stands out as the pinnacle of celebration across the state. This year too, The four-day festival was observed with great enthusiasm and devotion. Here is more from our Agartala correspondent Aditya Datta.
In Tripura, the Sharadotsav has been celebrated since the days of royal rule, carrying forward a rich and colorful legacy. Among all festivities, the Durga Puja marks the pinnacle of celebration across the state. This year too, the four-day festival was observed with great enthusiasm and devotion. In recent years, however, the festive spirit has expanded far beyond the traditional 4 days. Various socio-economic and cultural activities begin much earlier, setting the tone for the season. Today, Monday, the festive chain continued with the observance of Kojagari Lakshmi Purnima, marked by bright illumination that carried forward the lingering glow of Durga Puja. Across the state, the sparkle of fireworks, reminiscent of Diwali, lit up the skies from early evening, enveloping many places in a haze of smoke. Despite repeated advisories and preventive measures by the Tripura Pollution Control Board, this annual pattern remains almost unchanged. Meanwhile, during Vijayadashami, the immersion of idols from the Royal Durgavari and Prabhuvari took place in Agartala, while most community Durga Pujas completed their immersion rituals last Saturday evening. The government organized Mayer Gomon Carnival, symbolizing the farewell of Goddess Durga, was hailed with grandeur and devotion. Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha inaugurated the colorful carnival in front of Tulsibati School in the capital city. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister said that the Mayer Gomon ceremony strengthens the spirit of communal harmony in the state. He emphasized that such events aim to enrich Tripura's heritage and traditions while fostering unity and brotherhood among all communities. Dr. Saha further stated that the state government, through the Department of Information and Cultural Affairs, is working to promote art, literature and cultural pursuits across Tripura. The Durga festival, he added, not only reinforces the bond between different communities but also contributes to socio-economic growth. Expressing satisfaction, the Chief Minister noted that the festival concluded peacefully due to the collective efforts of everyone. He highlighted that for the past 4 years, the Mayer Gomon has been organized in a joyous, disciplined and visually impressive manner, becoming one of the biggest cultural highlights on Tripura's annual calendar, now watched by audience across the world. Aditya Datta for Northeast Diary, Akashvani Agartala.
And folks, now listen to Joyodhoni, a Durga Puja special song from Tripura, directed and produced by Joy Dev.
আশ্বিন মাসে অকাল বোধন পরল ঢাকে কাঠি ভগবতী অঙ্গে মাখে কুমার টুলির মাটি
ভগবতী রূপ দেখিয়া হল পাগল পালা ভগবানে লাগতে দেখো শারদীয়ার দোলা
শিউলি ফুলের গন্ধে বিবর সানন্দী আকাশে মায়ের লাগে বান্ধরে ঘর বান্ধবেতে বাসে শিউলি ফুলের গন্ধে বিবর সানন্দী আকাশে মায়ের লাগে বান্ধরে ঘর বান্ধবেতে বাসে
That brings us to the close of this edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week, same day, same time, for more inspiring stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye and take very good care of yourself.
Kailash Thari Bapir Bari Shomigare Thuya Veltola Te Pila Shashti Tarna Polalaya Kailash Thari Bapir Bari Krishna.
সকাল সকাল সপ্তমীতে মণ্ডপে মণ্ডপে
বরণডালা সাজাও তোমরা ফুলে ফলে ধূপে
ফুলটা ঢাক বাজাও ঢাক বাজাও সাথে বাজাও কাঁসা ঘুমতি লইয়া নাচ সবাই নাচ পাইয়া তাক কাঁসা ঢাক বাজাও সাথে বাজাও কাঁসা
ঘুমতি লইয়া নাচ সবাই নাচ পাইয়া তাক কাঁসা
অষ্টমীতে অঞ্জলিতে অন্নভোগের মাঝে সাজো সাজো রূপবতী সাজো রাঙা সাজে
অষ্টমীতে অঞ্জলিতে অন্নভোগের মাঝে সাজো সাজো রূপবতী সাজো রাঙা সাজে
সন্ধি পুজো যজ্ঞ হবে কামরে গীতে সাজো তোমার কাছে কোন গোপীতে
ঢাক বাজাও ঢাক বাজাও সাথে বাজাও কাঁসা মিছিল লইয়া নাচ সবাই নাচ হইয়া যা কাঁসা
ঢাক বাজাও সাথে বাজাও কাঁসা
মিছিল লইয়া নাচ
সবাই
নাচ হইয়া যা কাঁসা জয় মা দুর্গা দুর্গতি নাচিনি বিপদ তারিণী জয় মা দুর্গা
জয় মা দুর্গা দুর্গতি নাচিনি বিপদ তারিণী জয় মা দুর্গা
was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.